Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is no stranger to advertising for small business. Jeff Dostal is the president of Marketing Firepower. This is a company that helps small business owners better understand how to gain more customers. And clearly an area that remains challenging for all of us, particularly in the current economic environment. Joining us on the line from Lincoln, Nebraska, to share tips and insights on marketing and beyond is Jeff Dostal. Jeff, welcome back to the Small Biz Brain.
David, good morning. It's great to be with you. Thank you very much for having me again.
You live in a world where you're observing a lot of small businesses that make attempts to advertise, grow their business, get more customers. Many small business owners have a sense or a feel about what the best way to advertise is for their business, but they get it wrong. What are they getting wrong?
Well, I tell you what we find, and I think it's real interesting, it doesn't matter if it's with members that we have down in Australia or here in the United States or up in Canada, is that we find out that most small business owners feel that word of mouth is by far their most effective form of advertising. And it's kind of interesting because when we talk to them and we ask them why they think it's so effective, the next question in line usually comes, do you like the fact that it's free? And they get all excited about that. And so one of the reasons that they like the word of mouth, of course, is because they think it's free. But you know, what we try to share with them is that if you can get positive word of mouth, that's fantastic. The challenge is if you can get it or not, because even if you do get it, word of mouth is usually slow because, as you know, it's usually person to person, and so that's just one interaction at a time. And a lot of times it's incomplete because if you go to a business and you have an interaction with them and they do something for you that you really like and you come and you visit with me, you might just share that one small aspect of the business. And if that particular product or service doesn't appeal to me, you haven't done anything to market that business to me. And so that's when we talk about a lot of times that the word of mouth is incomplete. It's because it doesn't always share the entire picture of the business. And then the other aspect of it that we find out a lot is negative word of mouth travels so much more quickly than positive word of mouth. You go into a business and you have a negative experience, you're going to tell a lot of people. But if you go into a business and they do what they're expected to do, chances are you're not going to go and share the information with anybody. And so if you can get word of mouth, positive word of mouth, that is fantastic. But we encourage and we caution business owners not to rely on that as their way of moving customers into their business.
Jeff, I wanted to cover your approach to branding for these micro enterprises and small business people that are our audience. Should they try to achieve brand awareness or name awareness in their marketplace? And I'm guessing in some way, yes, but is it different for small business?
Well, I don't know if it's different for small business, but my caution on branding and awareness is that if their goal as a business is to generate awareness, that's fine, but they need to have an additional goal, and that's to get them in and do business with them. And what I mean by that is if you could picture a funnel, and at the very top of the funnel are hundreds and maybe thousands of potential customers for that small business, and if they create awareness, they're still just at the very top of that funnel. You've got to be able to move those customers down step by step through a comprehension and a conviction and that buying action at the very tip of it. So if you just go with brand awareness and if you just go with an understanding of, hey, there's a business there, you're so far away from the final buying decision that you're leaving yourself short and you're not getting the customers that you deserve to get. So it's okay to create that brand awareness, but challenge yourself as a small business to move them even further and don't rely on that. One time we were talking to a business owner and he said, all I want to do is get my name out there. And one of the gentlemen that I was working with, he said, I tell you what, if all you want to do is get your name out there, why don't you go out and hire a bunch of high school kids and have them go knock on the door, and when the person opens the door, say the name of your business and turn around and walk away. The business owner said, well, that's kind of stupid. Why would I do that? And the gentleman I was with said, exactly, why would you do that? And creating awareness, that's all it does for you.
As small business marketers, we tend to think very externally somewhat about getting your name out there, but even going outside to get new customers. Yeah, I know you have some ideas about focusing internally, nurturing the ones we have. And I know you feel this is a big untapped resource or source of new business for small businesses, right?
Well, you know, David, in today's recession, a lot of businesses, unfortunately, and I think it's because they don't understand how advertising works for them. Mm-hmm. A lot of small businesses pull back either pull back completely or pull back partially a percentage of their advertising dollars. And so in a time when the consumer is being even more particular about when and where they spend their money, these small business owners are inviting those customers in less and less. And it's not a good combination. But there is an area within small businesses that we find over and over again that they're not taking advantage of, and that's their existing customer database. And it is not difficult, either through a direct mail program or an email campaign, to communicate with those people on a regular basis. A lot of times businesses get in the situation where they gain and they earn that customer's business, and then they assume incorrectly that that customer is going to come back and do business with them again over and over and over without them having to do any more work to earn that business. And it's just not that way. Memory lapse is a killer with small businesses because people move on and they have busy lives and they forget about certain things. And a lot of times they forget about your small business. And if you can communicate with that customer through an effective ongoing email program or direct mail program, we call it core customer relations here at Marketing Firepower. But if you can do that on a consistent basis, it not only reminds them of why they did business with you, but it is an opportunity to educate them on other aspects of your business and ways to generate, to get them to do more business with you on a consistent basis and share that information with their friends and their coworkers.
We're visiting with Jeff Dostal. He's the president of Marketing Firepower, that website, www.marketingfirepower.net. From your experience, where do you see the biggest waste in advertising by most small businesses?
Now, I would say consistently it has been up to this point, and it's starting to change a little bit because of the fact of the internet. But small business owners that we have dealt with over the years have consistently put a lot of money into their local Yellow Pages.
Oh yes,
it seems like the reason that they do that is because everybody else does it.
There's a legacy factor there, isn't there, Jeff? It's just there's some kind of credibility because of the legacy of the Yellow Pages. Do you agree?
I agree completely. If I have a business, I'm not in existence unless I appear in the Yellow Pages, is the mentality that a lot of small business owners have. Now, fortunately, a lot of them are going away from that, and they understand the power of the internet and utilizing websites and things like that because of the fact that most people, most consumers, and when we challenge business owners to think about it this way, in your own home or in your own business, how often do you refer to the Yellow Pages? And when you talk to people like about that topic, a lot of times they say, oh my gosh, I hardly ever use it. And there's been research done, and there's six key ways that individuals use the Yellow Pages. The top four methods of use, it all relates back to a specific business name, which means that I'm going to the Yellow Pages, but the reason I'm going there is because I can't remember exactly the name of the business, or I can't remember the phone number, or I'm not sure of the location. So I'm going to the Yellow Pages for what it was intended for, and that is a directory of information. I'm not going there to be sold something. So the top four uses out of the six, that consists of 92% of the phone calls made to the Yellow Pages. And then the last two are ones that people don't necessarily want to be called for, one of them being the panic situation. For example, your pipes break and you got water shooting all over your house, and you don't really care who you're going to call, as long as somebody can come out right now. That's the most important thing to you. And so you're going to start at A, and you're going to work through the entire list until somebody says, I can come out right now. It makes a lot of sense to have a presence in the Yellow Pages, but small businesses don't need to invest the kind of money that they normally do. Have a bold listing, have a little in-column listing, because of the fact that the Yellow Pages are not a form of advertising. And that's one of the things, David, that we run into a roadblock with a lot of business owners, is they feel that that is one form of advertising for them, and it's not. Advertising, as you know, is going out and grabbing that individual and creating an excitement and enthusiasm to want them to come and do business with you. The Yellow Pages sits there until a need is created in the mind of the consumer, and they go and they open it up, and you hope that they select you out of everybody else. Well, it doesn't happen that way. You've got to create that. You've got to create that enthusiasm. You've got to create that presence in their mind before they ever go to the Yellow Pages. And when they do go there, they'll look for you specifically, because the Yellow Pages is a directory. Do you have just a second? I want to give you.
Sure.
I heard a story on the history of the Yellow Pages, and I thought it was kind of interesting. But back when they first started, back when, you know, the phone came around and everything, the businesses decided that we've got all these phone numbers, we should create a directory, a listing of all the phone numbers with addresses so that we can contact the people that have phones.
Sure.
And so they started listing these out on pieces of cardboard, and that didn't work very well, so they ended up transferring that over to a book-type format. And the businesses said, hey, would that be okay if we were separated from the consumer? And so that was some of the early on, some of the yellow pages, mm-hmm. or some of the phone books. The local business owners could own the phone company because it was considered a utility. And the story goes that out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, there was a gentleman that owned the local phone company, and he went in and he contracted to have his phone book printed up, and the printer got through the consumer part of it and ran out of paper and called his supplier in Chicago, and the supplier in Chicago said, we don't have any more of that paper. And I called the mill up in Green Bay, and the mill in Green Bay said, we're printing toilet paper right now. We're not going to be able to print that kind of paper you need another 6 months.
Right.
And I always thought that was kind of funny that the toilet paper was associated with the yellow page. But
so yeah, as a musician, I've often said that some of the music I've written should have been written on softer paper. But we'll save that for another session.
So anyways, what happened is the mill calls back to the supplier and says, well, we can't get it to you for 6 months. And the supplier calls the printer and says, I can't get that kind of paper to you for 6 months. And, well, of course, the yellow page or the phone company owner was very upset about this. And the printer in Cheyenne said, well, hold on a second. If you don't mind, I have a whole bunch of yellow paper out back in the barn.
Oh, wow.
If you don't mind that I print this part of it on yellow paper, I can go ahead and get it done for you. And the story goes that was the history behind the creation of the yellow page.
I'm going to want to dig into that history a little bit deeper. I wonder what kind of light that might shed on internet directories, local geo-specified searches, and, you know, it could be interesting to look into that history. Wow, that's a fascinating story, and they kind of stumbled over it, you know.
Again, it's unfortunate that there's a lot of businesses that do things the way that they've always done them, and they're not exactly sure why they're doing them. It's just doing it because we've always done it that way, and yellow pages falls into that category. And so we challenge business owners to put themselves in a position to take those dollars that they're investing in the yellow pages, free them up, and utilize that money to be more effective in different forms of use of media, to where they can generate and create an enthusiasm and an interest and an understanding in that consumer and drive them through their own buying funnel that we talked about earlier.
I was going to suggest we close the yellow pages, close the phone book for now and move on. What do you feel are some of the most effective? Well, what are you suggesting your small business clients do in terms of a mix of media?
Well, you know what? And that's hard to answer in a general term because of the fact that every market is different and every business is different. There are small businesses that we work with that direct mail to their existing customers is the focus of their advertising, mm-hmm. and they do nothing else except that. We have other businesses that have been able to utilize more intrusive forms of media, such as television and radio, and utilize it extremely effective for their markets that they're in. You know, one of the things is maybe it's turning into kind of a dinosaur like the Yellow Pages. Newspapers are really having a tough time across the country.
Yeah.
Every time you read a report, another newspaper has gone under or the revenue has fallen off sharply. Newspapers are not utilized by the consumer the way that they used to be, and what's happening is that newspapers are charging so much more for ad space than they ever have before, which is causing consumers to have to pay more money for the newspaper, and advertisers have to pay more money for their advertisement. And so it's going down and down. But we find that the intrusive medias, such as television, cable television is working really well for a lot of people that we know, and radio in specific markets where they can target their niche audience. And that's the thing that's so key. You know, you can go in and find a television show that talks to a 30-year-old woman. You can go in and find a radio program that talks to a 45-year-old male. If you understand who your client is, who your customer is, and who you want them to be, you can find a media that will allow you to talk to them, and then you develop that relationship with them.
So there are categories of businesses that, and then you evaluate them one by one in terms of what their needs are when you work with a client, I'm guessing.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Yeah.
You say that advertising is often a test of a business and not necessarily of the advertising itself. Tell me what you're thinking about there.
Yeah, hopefully you might agree with me in the sense that what happens in most situations with small business is that they're told somewhere along the line that a successful business advertises. And so they jump into the world of spending some money on advertising. And unfortunately, they jump into that world without knowing exactly what they're going to do or why they're going to do it, and don't have proper expectations for what should result from the investment that they made. And then what ends up happening is that they turn around and they say, advertising does not work for me, or this form of advertising did not work or will not work for me. What we find, however, is that if a business will take a look at its overall picture, and we call it the marketing bridge, and if they'll take a look at all the different aspects within that business, what they might find a lot of times is that they're missing one of the key components that will make that business successful. And what I mean by that is we've done, there was a small restaurant here in Lincoln, Nebraska years ago that wanted to do a fantastic grand opening. And what they did is they had a very effective media campaign. They had tremendous visual support in terms of the look of the restaurant. They went out of their way to make sure that this was going to be one of the best grand openings ever in the history of this franchise. Well, what they failed to do is they failed to train their employees effectively. So what happened is that the personal selling aspect of the business failed. They had hundreds and hundreds of consumers come into that place of business, and their pricing was right and their merchandising was effective, and they had a lot of innovations and competitive advantages. But when you walked in there and did business with them, what happened was their personal selling was just terrible. They didn't have any product knowledge. They didn't have any expertise. And so a business like that in a lot of situations will blame advertising because their business quickly went into the drain in terms of people just not coming in anymore. And in that situation, a business will quickly blame advertising that my advertising's not working anymore. Well, it had nothing to do with the advertising. It had everything to do with the business and how they ran that particular aspect of their company. And so when we talk about advertising is a lot of times a test of the business and not a test of the advertising, that's what we mean by that. And so I would challenge small business owners to not be so quick to judge the effectiveness of their advertising in terms of the number of consumers who called or came in, because if they're not getting the kind of business that they want, they might need to look internally. How are they answering the telephones? How are their vans look when they're driving around town? How does their service department work when they go out and visit at the customer in their home or in their business? All of those different aspects. But I think, David, I think you would agree that a lot of businesses are so busy they don't take the time to take a look at their internal working, and it's a lot easier to blame the external things. And that, unfortunately, I think is one of the reasons that advertising, that the budget is cut the way that it's cut on such a regular basis, is because if we don't understand our advertising and don't understand the value of it to our business, we go ahead and get rid of that so we can concentrate on the things that do make sense to us.
No, it's good stuff. So businesses are struggling now to just keep the lights on. What do you say to them when they say, well, I don't have a budget for advertising, or how do I budget for advertising?
Now, that's a great question. There's a real interesting story. There was a small business owner that we visited with, and he was faced with a dilemma about 3 weeks ago, and they needed to cut, as are hundreds of small businesses across the country. And he was in a position of, he had one outside salesperson, and he was spending money on radio advertising, and they developed a great presence in their community. And it came down to him looking at the advertising, which was costing him about $40,000 a year, and this one employee who did support work within the company. And that support work gentleman was making about $40,000 a year. And he said after a lot of anguish, he made the decision to go ahead and cut that employee. And the reason he said that is because of the fact that his advertising was probably pulling in anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 of profit each month in terms of assisting the salesperson in his selling, and that that internal person, although he was critical to the business, was not outside producing more sales.
Yeah.
And it's got to be an incredibly difficult decision. But if a business wants to maintain their market presence and be able to rebound quickly at the conclusion of the recession, it's been shown over and over and over again that the businesses that maintain pressure on the marketplace, pressure on their customers, and continue to educate those customers will rebound faster and gain market share even greater when they do come back. But, you know, David, a lot of it goes back to what else can they do internally that maybe they're not doing right now. And we talked a little bit about that, staying in touch with existing customers. You know, I would challenge everybody to look at that first in terms of their, you know, if you have an effective email campaign in terms of educational newsletters or opportunities for events in terms of sales or promotion, and you can get that information to your customers who want to do business with you and want you to be successful and want you to stay in business, and you can give them reasons to want to come in and do business with you, that doesn't cost you any money, and it's more effective, as you know, to market and advertise to people who have already done business with you than to people who have never heard of you before.
I wanted to dig in a little bit to your company, Marketing Firepower. You have a new membership model you've launched. Tell us about what's happening over there.
That's really exciting. It's one of those things that we wanted to be able to do our part to help small business, especially in this very difficult economic time. And we have tremendous information in terms of the videos that are on our membership site. And it's information that any small business can take a look at and find success with it in terms of understanding better how to go ahead and get more customers to come through their door. Now, the other component of it that we've added to it, because we think it was very, very important, is we offer an unlimited and no cost to our members coaching program. And what I mean by that is that our members at Marketing Firepower are welcome to call us or email us at any time with any questions that they might have related to their advertising, and we will work with them and help them walk through that challenge or that question in order for them to find the success that they're looking for in terms of getting more customers to come in. So our, you know, and the other thing that I thought was really important when we put this membership site together is I wanted to price it at a point where price would not be an issue for anybody.
So absolutely.
Our membership is only $19.95 a month, or you can join for the whole year for $199 up front. But so for less than $20 a month, not only do you have access to all this information, but you have that unlimited access to a marketing professional like myself and some of the other marketing professionals here at Marketing Firepower, and we will help you go through the process. And for example, we had a member up in Minneapolis the other day who called, and he had a question about how do I go ahead and get more customers right now. And I asked him the question. I said, well, tell me more about your business. They actually have three different aspects. He has a plumbing part of his business, HVAC, and a water softener aspect. And the first question I asked him is, do all of your existing customers know that you do all these other things? And he stopped for a minute and he says, you know what? They don't. He said, we've never really done anything like that. So he began an email marketing campaign where he is letting existing customers know about the other things that he does, and he's going back, for example, the people that he installed furnaces with, he's going back and he's letting them know about special services he's doing for people who have their furnaces and that type of thing. Well, he's doing this all via email, and so it's not costing him any money, and he's going to, you know, if he gets one job out of all of this, he's going to more than make up for the $20 a month that he's spending to be with us.
But sure, sure.
He was able to call somebody who has an unbiased opinion about where he invests his marketing dollars and have a nice conversation about what is the best thing for me to do in my current situation and how can I explore some ideas. Because our philosophy, David, has always been is that the business owner has the answers to a lot of the challenges. It's just that they've got to be able to have the right questions for them.
That's good.
And that's one of the things that we try to do for them is pose the right questions to help them uncover those resources that they have with in-house right there.
Jeff, always a delight to visit with you. Nice informative segment as well. Jeff Dostal has been our guest. He's the president of Marketing Firepower. The website, www.marketingfirepower.net. The phone number, 402-817-4864. For more information about how Marketing Firepower can help you in your business. Jeff, thanks as always for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
David, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, and if I could add one thing, we even changed the website on you. We moved from .net to .info.
Okay, so it's marketingfirepower.info.
Correct.
Okay, very good.
Correct.
Thanks.
Correct.
All right, we'll do it again, Jeff. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David. I appreciate that.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.